Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people this, huh? Uh-huh.
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people that, huh?
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome, 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 everyone. Yes, this is God in the Midst, Get'em Radio, and I am your host, Apostle Barbara Kizzy. I am so excited about this month, but you know me, I'm always excited over what God is doing. So let's open up with a word of prayer. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We honor you. We adore you. We love you. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For even this new month, Lord God, for being able to see it, Lord, for being able to be with you and to have a mind to be with you even on this month, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So much is going on all over the world right now. And we pray for those who are just going through right now. Be with them, Lord God. As Pastor Mom says, be with them, stand by us, and hold us in the hollow of your own hand in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that, Lord God. We trust you with that. And, Lord God, we thank you for each and every person who's on tonight. Lord, touch everyone who's represented here tonight and those who will listen even in the future. Touch all of us personally, touch our households. We thank you for meeting us at the very point of our need and then doing Ephesians 3:20, exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or even imagine. We thank you for this month, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. what you're going to do in this boot camp this month, Lord God. We just know that this is the right place. It's the right time. You're doing what you're doing, and we're in your preordained footsteps. And we thank you for that, Lord God. We lift up our speaker to you, Lord, Pastor Price. Touch her even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Restore, renew, revive, strengthen her with might in the inner man by your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that you have just overflowed her with this word. She is full, Lord God. And we thank you that we are here and just ready to just feast on the overflow of your spirit in her. And we give you praise and glory even now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So as I said, welcome everyone. This month, our boot camp, basic training in spiritual warfare. There is so much that Pastor Price is pouring out by the Spirit of the Lord. So we won't, even take a lot of time in the beginning. But I want to say a few things here. What we're going to learn this month, and I'll just say it. What we're going to learn this month is how to apply, employ, and use the weapons of our warfare. If you're a spiritual warfare veteran, these lessons will stir you up and ignite the fire that shut up in your bones. If you're new to spiritual warfare, this boot camp is Holy Ghost designed to build you up on your most holy faith, helping to prepare you for the onslaught from the onslaught enemy, the world, and even the flesh. And the scripture, one of the main scriptures tonight is 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Praise God. Praise God. So our speaker tonight is Pastor Helen Price from Memphis Covenant Faith Church in Memphis, Tennessee. I've known her all my life. She is my elder sister. Hallelujah. And, we grew up together. And I was just thinking about her today. Like, what can I say? Because she's been a part of Get 'Em Radio from the beginning. If you listen to us over these past 8 going on 9 years, we'll be celebrating our 9th anniversary in November. And so you have heard from her multiple times throughout the year, and God always uses her in a great way. But I just wanted to say, even as we grew up together, she was a teacher to me. And I had this visual of us as children sitting in our driveway in the car. And she was teaching me math in the car. And I can't recall how old I was, but I was very young, and she was teaching me math, and I got it. I remember she worked with me until I got it. And so that's how I'm looking at today as well, that God used her with me way back when. And he's still using her to teach so that we can get it, the way that the Lord would have us to get it. She is my spiritual mother. The Lord used her to just walk me through so many. She was the one that the Lord told her that I was going to be in the ministry long before I knew I was. So just a little bit about Pastor Helen Price. There is so, so much more, but we want to just get her started as soon as possible, because there's lots. And remember, that you can listen to this broadcast in its entirety at any time. All you need to do is go to your search engine like Google and put in Gitm Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. Well, this month, if you put in Gitm Radio, you're going to see Pastor Helen Price because it's just going to pop up. But even in the future, if you put in Gitm Radio and Pastor Price, you'll be able to see not only what she's doing here with the boot camp, but, you know, she's on every January to prophesy with the Lord, the word of the Lord every year for the past 8 years or so, and other things that God has used her to do on Gitm Radio. So without any further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to all my sister, my friend, the friend of the Lord, Pastor Helen Price. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Glory to God. How you doing, Apostle Kizzy? Thank you for that wonderful introduction. I just give glory to God. I'm always so honored, so very honored to, you know, when you invite me to come on the Gitm Radio program and to be a part of it. I thank God for you and thank God for the wonderful words that you even said. I think about how Herbert, Pastor Herbert, our brother, used to say that I would fight for him, and that if something came up, I would fight for him. I don't remember that, but he said I did. I don't remember it. And then when you talked about the math, I don't remember that, but I'm glad if God did use me in that aspect. I thank God so much for what. And I do remember, my remembrances are that you were the baby for a long time, the baby of the family. For a long time in our family, and that it was such a precious little one, even up until you got grown, and even after you got grown, and then I started calling you my rich sister. Glory to God! I thank God for you, and God just did it work when He would send me all the time to visit you, and I count that an honor and a privilege because we were close. We were close before we came to really have a walk in the Lord. And then we became close after, you know, even after we got grown. So I thank you for that introduction that you gave for me. And I thank God for you. And I praise God for all of the family. For Pastor Mom, I know that you're listening tonight. I give much love and send much love to you tonight. And thank God for who you are in Christ and who you are to each one of us. We love you, Pastor Mom. And to all of the precious saints of God that are on the line tonight, and to you that are listening, you may be listening to this message in 2055, or you may be listening to it in the year 3000 if Jesus tarries to come. And I just want to thank God for each one of you and pray that this broadcast today may be a special blessing to whoever listens to it. So, Apostle, I want to thank God again for the invitation that God gave. A lot of times when I've been in ministry now, this year, Lord willing, well, this year, 41 years. And no matter how many times I'm in go to minister, whether it be wherever it is, I'm honored by God to be able to do what He calls us and me and us, you all, as, us as ministers to do. That is an honor. We don't take it for granted. We take it as a privilege and an honor to be able to do whatever God would call us to do. So I give thanks and praises and honor to God today for that word. I mean, for being able to be here today. And during this time, it's such a special time. I Apostle, there's something I'm kind of wanting to do, but I don't know how to accomplish it. But I'm looking to the Lord. If this is His will to do it, then we might be able to do that. That if I want to ask that if someone makes the, want to make this, this month of September, an official time of them actually experiencing one of our first Hold Through the Month boot camps. We've been doing our basic training in spiritual warfare on Wednesday at our date night, but we've mainly been doing an overview. This particular one that we're doing here on Gitm, God in the Mist radio program and broadcast, is the first one where we can take it at increments at a time, not trying to give everything at one time, and do it at increments. And so this is like ones actually entered into our boot camp for basic training in spiritual warfare. And so I wanted to see if there were ones, because I'm one that the Holy Spirit uses me a lot to give certificates and to give honor to whom honor is due. And if there is someone that will, if they want to sign up for this, I mean, you don't have to do anything else special. And I don't know how we would do it, except that maybe you might write me on my email, and my email number is address is Helen, Helen dot Price, the number one at gmail.com. I'm going to say that again, Helen, Helen dot Price, the number one at gmail.com. And what I'd like you to do is say that if you said I'm going to participate in this boot camp for these 5 weeks, because it's going to be 5 weeks. And if you do and you go through the whole one, at the end of that time, I want to give you a special little certificate, even with your picture on it. And I used to always laminate a lot of things and laminate it so people can keep it. But I'll just make a certificate, and then we can do it virtually. And I can send that certificate with you with some of the key points of what we've gone through for the whole month, what we'll go through. So if you want to become a participant or in this boot camp in the sense that you said, I want to make a commitment that for the next 5 weeks, I want to be able to go through this basic training in spiritual warfare, I think it would be a great blessing for you. And so, and this is not something that you compulsory to do it, but if you do, I want to be able to just give you a little certificate at the end of it. That's one of my fortes in the Lord, is being able to give honor to whom honor is due. So again, the thing that I'm requesting is if you want to say officially, I'm a part of this boot camp, basic training and spiritual warfare, at the end of it, I will, because you can do it right over the email, you can do it right over the text, or however you want to do it, email me and I'll be able to give that to you and thank God for you. We do that on our reading through the Bible. We give little trophies and little things for people that read through the Bible in a year and are been consistent with us through the year and years, because we've been reading through the Bible now for 5 years. So I wanted to give that to one. So as we start off today, I want to tell you how this boot camp and this basic training in spiritual warfare came to be. We have a date night the Lord had told me on Wednesday night, instead of just naming it a regular Wednesday night Bible study, he said, have a date night. Call it date night with Jesus, where we will take time away from our busy schedules in the afternoon and spend some time with the Lord. And that's so appropriate. Because God said if we would delight ourselves in him, he would give us the desires of our heart. The question we have to ask ourselves, are we really delighting ourselves in him? And what does that mean? What does that mean to delight yourself in God? Well, it's taking a little time to spend time with the Lord, to spend some time, taking time out of your busy. And I'm telling you, the word of God says, in his presence is fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. Just spending a little time with him means a lot, a little as much when God is in it, and he blesses. So when he started having us have the date night, one of the first things he did in having that date night was he began to tell me to begin the minister on training in spiritual warfare, to have a boot camp of basic training in spiritual warfare. And so he reminded me how that there were times when my husband and I, we would go away. We would stay at the Marriott or the Renaissance Hotel or other hotels, and we would just spend special time with one another. And one of the things when we had like breakfast and lunch and dinner, and we would be around in Long Beach walking, and those times we would talk about things that were on our hearts about our children. We had eight children, and now 20-some grandchildren. And we had several great grands, and we're getting a whole four this year by the goodness of the Lord. But at that time, we would go away and talk about things with each other that was very precious on our heart. And it always was a special time when we spent special time together. Well, that's what God did. This was on his heart, that he wanted his people to be for sure, to be trained in spiritual warfare. And one of the things, whenever we're doing something and we're ministering ourselves, it always comes back to us first. He ministers to us through us. And so I've been blessed during this this time, as God has been putting the pieces of these, all of the spiritual warfare together over the years, of these 40-some years that I've been in ministry. And really about 40-some years ago, I went through a special training. There is a special friend of mine, and her name is Minister Paula Manley. And Paula Manley would come by and pick me up and take me to a service at a certain church by this minister who he was a boxer, had been a boxer and everything, and he was just so succinct in spiritual warfare. And I learned so much at that time with him. And then over the years, as the years go by, the Lord would begin to teach me and train me in certain areas where spiritual warfare was concerned. So I just want to share with you what God has shared with me, and I thank God for it, and that I just pray that we may all, through the Lord, our faith may be built in this area where spiritual warfare is concerned, and our faith may be built in our identity that we're soldiers of the living God. So tonight, as we start off in this message, the outline or the blueprint for this basic training will be the first week today. The first one is we're going to have the introduction of this, and that's what I've been doing is introducing it. And we'll have 2 points that we're going to cover today. Number one, we must know who our commander-in-chief is in this armed forces that we're in. And number two, we must be for sure know that we're soldiers in the army of the Lord. And we must know our identity package. We must know who we are in Christ Jesus. And then on week number two, Lord willing, we'll be doing points 3 through 5, that we're in a warfare with an organized enemy. We'll be studying that. We must know that the greater one is in us and that we're called to resist the enemy. That's the second week. On week number three, we're going into the 6th and 7th point, that we've been given delegated authority by God. Oh, delegated authority, to use the name of Jesus, and that Jesus is our great example to follow. Then on week number four, as the Lord would say the same, we're going to become we must come and know and be very familiar with the weapons of our warfare. We're going to be studying on week four about the 9 of the weapons. Now, these are not all inclusive. I'm only going over 9 of them on that day. The name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus Christ, because the blood still works. The word of God, which is the sword of the spirit. Worship and praise. We got to stay in the praising zone. Number 5, we'll look at number 5, prayer of agreement. We got to sometimes have a double teaming in something. Remember, we need a soldier buddy. We'll be looking at intercession, number 6, in other tongues, the sowing of a special seed that will turn the tide and cause quick reversal of situations. We'll look at prayer and fasting with fasting. We'll go through scriptures on that. And then we'll look at the number 9 weapon, which is our mouth. Hallelujah, because it's a special weapon, because death and life are in the power of the tongue. Then on week number 5, which is our last week that we'll be doing this basic training with Get 'Em, with Right Down in the Midst Radio, we'll be looking at the fact that as soldiers of the living God, we must learn God's dress code for us as his soldiers, putting on the whole armor of God. So we're going to go over all that armor. The loins girt about with truth, blessed parade of righteousness, feet covered with the gospel of peace, the shield of faith above all else, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, so that we may be able to stand, because that's the ultimate thing. We want to stand in victory, saints of God, and to withstand all of the tactics, maneuvers, wiles, methods, and plans of the enemy. So as we come this night, we worship you. Father, we come this night, and as we do, you told us to trust in you with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways to acknowledge you, and you would direct our path. We come this night, Lord God, to honor you and reverence you, to acknowledge you in this particular service tonight, Lord God. We give thanks to you with a grateful heart. We enter to your gates with thanksgiving, giving thanks to you for your good and goodness, your tender mercy, and your amazing grace. And as always, we praise you, kind Heavenly Father, above everything else, for the greatness and magnitude of your love for us, and that you gave the very best that you had to give, which is your precious, darling Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord Jesus, we want to thank you tonight for coming in the volume of the book, for being our Savior, our Lord, our God, our constant companion, and our very best friend. Oh, Lord Jesus, we love you. Thank you for your precious blood that was shed for us, and thank you for your body that was broken for us. Thank you that because of you, we have a relationship with God, our Father. We have everlasting, eternal life, and then we have life more abundantly. Thank you for that abundant life, Lord Jesus. And then we thank you, Lord Jesus, you didn't leave us like orphans and that we had to make it on our own, but you told us it was for our benefit that you go away. For you said if you go not away, then the precious Holy Spirit would not come unto us. But when he has come, he would lead and guide us into all truth. He would show us things to come. He would glorify and honor you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so as we come tonight, we yield to you, precious Holy Spirit, to do what you do best. Oh, hallelujah, in our midst. And kind Lord God Almighty, oh, Lord God, El Shaddai, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, you're one. God Almighty, we say thank you. We worship you tonight. Have your way tonight. Move as only you can. Meet us at the point of our need. Our eyes are upon you, Lord God Almighty. And we give you praise. We give you glory and honor in advance. And I thank you. Thank you, Lord God, as we come, we rebind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist every work of the devil and his cohorts, any hindrances to this night, any kind of technology glitches, anything that's not of God, we rebuke it in Jesus' name and charge it and command it to come to nothing and to naught. We pray this night, kind Heavenly Father, that your word will go forth unhindered and unchecked by any outside forces, that you would speak to us and through us with clarity, accuracy, with simplicity, and with a good understanding. Have your way tonight, Lord God. Don't let us go away from this place the same. We know that the entrance of your word will give light, and it will give understanding unto the simple, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we're looking to your word, to you and your word tonight, to be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And your word will be hiding in our hearts, that we might not sin against thee. So we love you tonight, Lord God. We worship you and praise you in the name of Jesus. And so as we begin tonight, we've already begun to introduce this message. And we want to establish tonight that we're soldiers of the living God. In basic training in the armed forces, soldiers must be trained in that army. That's why they have to go through basic training. They must become familiar with so many things. Their army officer and enlisted rank standards. You got to know who your officers are. They're the enlisted ranks. You got to know those ranks. You got to be able to memorize. They have to memorize the Army General Orders, the Soldier's Creed, General Orders, Code of Contact, and Soldier's Code. They must be trained in who they are as they become soldiers in the Army, Navy, Marines, or Air Force, or whatever branch they're in. And then they must be trained in their weapons. In the Army, the weapon of choice that they train is the M16A, two rifle. And they've got to know that weapon backwards and forwards. They got to know how to not only take it apart and clean it, and then they got to put it back together. And it has to be put back together correctly because it can damage or hurt not only themselves, but somebody that's around them. And then they must also learn the dress code and be properly dressed. I thank God for my niece, Stacy, who is my sister Mary's daughter-in-law. And I thank God so much for my niece, Stacy, because with Stacy, we were able to have her on our date night program to interview her. And we learned that in her walk in the service, when she's 5, and the only reason I bring up about her being 5'2" is because I have much respect for that young lady, that she went through that basic training, became a sergeant at one point, and had her own platoon of men, not women, men that she trained. Then she became a military police, an MP. And then not only that, she became a recruiter, and she said she was a recruiter with the Lord, where she was praying that she would do things the right way. She wanted to do things in integrity and with honor. I thank God for my niece. And then also that she became one who was a recruiter and a retention person. Now, once you get that recruit, you want to see how many will be retained and really will go through the basic training. She would have them to be trained. They would train for 3 months. That was her ideal time, that if she could get a recruit and train him before he went to basic training, because you can't start training once you get to basic training. They have to be trained before that, and especially about where their weapons are concerned, the creeds, the values, all of those things, they need to be trained or else they'll be behind and won't know what to do. She said those who went in and maybe only had a month to be trained, they weren't as prepared as those that she could train for 3 months to get them ready so that they could go through that basic training. And so what he's doing is that he's having us to be trained in this life. We have and to be trained in what? And so the first thing I'm going to cover tonight is that we must know, first of all, who our commander-in-chief is. If we have given our hearts and our lives to Jesus Christ, we must know beyond a shadow of a doubt who our commander-in-chief is. Under the Constitution of the United States, the president is the commander-in-chief of all of the armed forces. He's the one who's what they call the supreme military commander, charged with the responsibility of protecting and defending the United States of America. Well, we too as Christians must know that we have a commander-in-chief in his army, in the Lord's army, who is our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords. In Hebrews 2 and verse 10, it says, "For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering." Here we find that Jesus is called the captain of our salvation. Glory to God. I want you to know I looked up that word for captain, and it's the same word used in Hebrews 12 and verse 2, which says that Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. That word author is the word captain. He's not only the captain of our salvation, precious saints of God, but he is the captain of our faith. Glory to God. And not only that, Jesus is the great head of the church. He's not only our commander-in-chief, the captain of our salvation, the captain of our, but he's also the great head of the church who gives us his divine commission. He's the one that commissions us, C-O-M-M-I-S-S-I-O-N, the great commission, glory to God. In Matthew 28 and verse 18, then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore," and remember, he said, "all authority in heaven and on earth." That's important for us to know that, saints of God. I don't want to run too fast over that. Jesus came to them and told his disciples, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Glory to God. Glory to God. Then in Mark 16 and verse 17, Jesus said, "And these signs shall follow them that believe." Jesus said, "In my name," in his name now, so now he's given us delegated authority, which we'll go into more fully. He's given us delegated authority to use his name. He said, "In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick," and we can lay hands on ourselves, "and they shall recover." So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God, and they went forth and preached everywhere. And this is an important next verse. "The Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following." Amen, it says. See, he is the great head of the church. God is the one who's the captain of our salvation. All power in heaven and earth is given unto him. And he says, "Now I'm gonna give you, I have all authority in heaven and earth. Now go and make disciples." And he said, "In my name," that those are five signs that will follow those who believe in him. And then I love when it says in verse 20, that they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them. Oh, precious saints of God, God says, as you go forth, I'm the one that will work with you. And I'll confirm my word with signs and wonders. Then in Ephesians 1, starting at verse 19, Jesus is the great head of the church. If you get a chance, Ephesians 1, 19 through 23, you need to mark that in your Bible to be able to see the position, because no matter what comes up in your life and are coming up in our life, we've got to understand that he is the great head of the church. He's over anything and everything. The word of God says in Ephesians 1, 19, "And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places." Now, verse 21 says, "Far above all principality." God said Jesus is far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named. I don't care what the name is. He said, "I'm greater than that name." That's why we don't have to fear men. We don't have to fear. He said, "I'm the greater one in your life." That's why I would a cringe. I mean, I like Muhammad Ali. I really did like Muhammad Ali. I liked him, and he was, you know, when especially during the time he was boxing. But every time, I wasn't even as close to the Lord back in those early 70s. I wasn't as close to the Lord. But every time he would say, I'm the greatest, when he would say that, I would cringe in the inside because I would think, ain't nobody greatest but God. But he, I know he was saying he was the greatest boxer. I can understand that. But I would still cringe because I knew that the one who's far above all principality, verse 21 says, and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and have put all things under his feet and gave him, that is Jesus Christ, to be the head over all things to the church. He is the head. Jesus, we got to know, when you get in that service, whatever branch you're in, you're going to have to know who's the head. And they will tell you in a minute that we know that the president in the United States, that is the commander-in-chief over all the armed forces. Well, in the body of Christ and spiritual things, Jesus Christ is the head. Hallelujah. Which is the fullness, it said, verse 23, which is his body. It said, and have put all things under his feet and gave him, that is Jesus Christ, to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. So we see that Jesus Christ is the great head of the church. He is the one who is omnipotent, all-powerful. That's important, soldiers of the living God. That's important to know that he is all-powerful, that he is omnipresent everywhere at all times. He's omniscient. All-knowing. That's the God that we serve. He's all-powerful. That's the God. So we've got to know, first of all, we established that we've got to know who is the commander-in-chief, who's the head of our life, who's the great head, and that's Jesus Christ. And then the second thing that we need to know is that we're soldiers in the army of the Lord. That's not our only identity, but we are soldiers in the army of the Lord. We must know that we have an identity package. Saints of God, we have an identity package. We must know who we are in Christ Jesus. It's so very important because the terms in him, in whom, in Christ are terms by our identity in Christ Jesus. Again, when the people go into the army, they have a soldier's creed of who they are, that they've got to decree and declare, and they've got to know that soldier's creed. One man said if they didn't know that soldier creed, he might ask it, and if they don't know it, if nobody could eat. They couldn't even eat their dinner or their breakfast until they could tell. And they had to work with other soldiers so that they could have that soldier's creed down on the inside of them. That's what we've got to know. We've got to know who we are. The soldier's creed for the army says, I'm an American soldier. I'm a warrior and a member of a team. I serve the people of the United States and live the Army values. I will always place the mission first. I will never accept defeat. I will never quit. I will never leave a fallen comrade. I am disciplined physically and mentally tough, trained and proficient in my warrior tasks and drills. I will always maintain my arms, my weapons, my equipment, and myself. I'm an expert, and I'm a professional. I stand ready to deploy, engage, and destroy the enemies of the United States of America in close combat. I am a guardian of freedom and the American way of life. I am an American soldier. Now, that's their creed in the Army. Well, we also have our creed in God. But in order to have that creed, we got to know who we are. Who we are. Because if we don't know who we are, there will be ones that will come and come and say, who are you? I've been asked that. Who are you? Who are you? Or who do you think you are? There will be people that will ask that. But we've got to know who we are in Christ Jesus. Because the enemy of our souls will question who we are. In Acts 19 and verse 11, it says, and God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. From his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs, aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them, which had evil spirits, the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? But who are you? The devil will even question, who are you? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on those seven sons of Sceva, overcame them, and prevailed against them so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus. And fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. I want you to understand, we got to know who we are. But we have to know the one who we are in him, and what he is in our lives. Because he's the one that will back us. We come in the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus. We come. He's our commander in chief. But we have received him as our Lord and our Savior. So first of all, in our identity package, it includes, number one, because we're going to get down to our focus, which is that we're soldiers. We'll read that scripture in just a moment. But we are soldiers in the army of the Lord. But we've got to understand, John 1:12 says, we are a child of God. The word of God says, as many as have received him, that is Jesus, he gave them the right to become children of God, even to them that believe on his name. The Amplified Bible goes a little further. But to as many as did receive and welcome him, he gave the privileged right to become the children of God. That is, to those who believe in, adhere to, trust in, and rely on his name. We got to trust in his name. We got to trust and rely on Jesus and his name. In 1 Peter 2, the second part of our identity is in 1 Peter 2 and verse 9, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. You're God's own special people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Then we found out that we are God's workmanship. Ephesians 2 and verse 10 tells us that we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. That lets us know no matter who we are, we can be sure that God don't make no junk. I said it, it's Ebonic. God don't make no junk. Yes, it's a double negative. But each of us are God's masterpiece. God don't make junk. We're his handiwork, his workmanship. We're his work of art. You and I, we have been created for a special purpose by God. We're learning of our identity package, who we are. Yes, we're children of God. Yes, we're chosen generation, royal priesthood, holy nation, a peculiar people. We're his workmanship. Then we find out in Revelations 1 and verse 6 that we've been made by God, kings and priests unto our God. Revelations 1, 6 and Revelations 5, 10. It says that we have been made by God, kings and priests. Remember, this is being recorded. As it's being recorded, remember that as it's being recorded, you can also go back and listen to the archives if it seems like I'm going fast. But we're made kings and priests under our God. Then we found out, number five, we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. You're an heir. We are heirs. If your life is hidden in Jesus Christ, we are heirs and we have an inheritance. Whatever the Father has for us that belongs to the Father belongs to us. He said the cattle on a thousand hills are his. The silver and gold is his. You've never seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread. So we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Then number six, we're called ambassadors of God. Ambassadors. Therefore, it says in Second Corinthians 5:20, it says, therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. Then we find out in 2 Corinthians 5:21, we're righteous. And there's so many benefits. When the righteous cry, the Lord hears them and delivers them out of all their trouble. God made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that in Christ Jesus, we might become the righteousness of God. We're righteous. Then we're called friends of God. John 15 and verse 13 says, greater love is no one than this, that he would lay down his life for his friend. You are my friends if you do what I command you, he says. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not understand what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. I am a friend of God. You can say that. I am a friend of God. We can decree and declare. I'm a friend of God because everything I've learned from my Father I made known to you. So we're friends of God. Then number nine, we're called the redeemed of the Lord. Galatians 3, 13 and 14 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. What is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. He redeemed us in order that the promise, the blessing promised to Abraham would come to the Gentiles in Christ Jesus so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. Then we're called the sanctified ones in Christ Jesus. We're sanctified by Jesus' body and blood in Hebrews 10:10. We're sanctified by the precious Holy Spirit, Romans 15:16. And we're sanctified by his word and truth, John 17:17. Ones would begin their testimony, I'm saved, I'm sanctified, I'm filled with the precious Holy Spirit. We're the sanctified ones. Then in Colossians 1:22, in this identity package, we are called the reconciled ones unto God. We're no longer enemies of God. We've been reconciled through the precious, mighty blood of Jesus and his body that was broken. And then the 12th part of our identity is we're new creations in Christ Jesus. We're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And then we see the 13th one is that we're saved. We're called saved. I'm a saved. You're saved. Hallelujah. So it says that if we would confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, and if we would believe in Romans 10 and verse 9, if we would believe in our heart God has raised him from the dead, we would be saved. For with our heart we believe unto righteousness, and with our mouth confession is made unto salvation. And then the last one, but by no means least, we're also called by God to be soldiers of the Lord. That is just so much. I've only got about a couple of more minutes, Apostle. That is why we're called to be soldiers of the Lord. I leave that for last because we've got to understand and know that we have a great identity package. We're not just soldiers, but we are soldiers. And there's no discharge in this army, the word of God says. We only know given this. The moment you have received Jesus Christ as your Savior, Lord, and God, you are immediately enlisted into the army of God. You become a soldier of the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's our focus in this basic training in spiritual warfare. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 2 through 4 says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth, now we understand we're in a war, entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier. 1 Corinthians 9:7 says, no soldier goes to warfare at his own expense. And one translation, it says, take with me your share of hardship, passing through the difficulties which you are called to endure like a good soldier. God wants us to be a good soldier, whether you want it or not. Some people say, if I just leave the devil alone, he'll leave me alone. Not so, not so. That's why we've got to have basic training in spiritual warfare to understand what to do, how to do it, when to do it. Hallelujah. Because the word of God says in Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 11, this race that we're in is not to the swift. The battle, nor the battle is to the strong. But it says in Matthew 10:22, it says, but to those who endure to the end, the same shall be saved. God is calling for us to walk in endurance, to be good soldiers of the Lord. And this is just the introduction that we started on today. It's to be able to come and let you know that you are a soldier. God wants us to be trained. And so as we said, Lord willing, as the Lord would say the same on that next Wednesday, we're going to come in and we're going to be establishing that we're in a warfare with an organized enemy. And we must know that the greater one is in us, and we're called to resist the enemy. So we thank God for this first part, the introduction tonight, and that is that we must know and understand that we're soldiers in the army of the Lord, and that we have a commander-in-chief, that is Jesus Christ. He's the head of our lives. And then we must know our identity package. We didn't just tell you you're a soldier and nothing else. You have a great inheritance, and we praise God for that. So we thank God for each one of you tonight. We thank God for this introduction. I didn't have to give the whole thing tonight because I've had to do it many times, give the whole message. But we start off in it tonight, and we give glory to God. So soldiers of God, attention. Soldiers of God, attention. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we turn it back over now to Apostle Kizzy. God bless you, Apostle.
Attention. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Really good introduction. Amen. We need to know who our commander-in-chief is. Hallelujah. The captain of our salvation. And we need to know who we are, that we do have an identity. Amen. Thank you. That's really, really a good introduction here. She gave a lot of scripture out. She named a lot of, I was trying to keep up myself, but you know, this is one of those things where you just have to go back and listen to the archives and, you know, and take your time and write down the scriptures and get them in your spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We are going to open a line in just a few moments. And you did an excellent job, Pastor Price. I just got to tell you. That's that was really, really good. And there's so much more to go. Now, I noticed also that some people just came on the line. You may have missed the very first part of it, like I said. If you just go to Google or any search engine and put in Getem Radio, G-I-T-M Radio, then you will see, you should be able to see Pastor Helen Price boot camp, basic training in spiritual warfare. So you'll be able to go back and listen to this, you know, anytime, day or night. Amen. Now, what Pastor Price did say is that she would like to give out certificates at the completion of these 5 weeks. So she's going to be teaching the boot camp, basic training for spiritual warfare. And I want to say it's a teaching, it's an impartation, it's an activation, so much in these 5 weeks that she's going to be here. And so she would like to give out certificates. And you can officially let her know that you would like to receive a certificate because you're making the commitment to be with us or to listen. You don't have to be here to listen, but, you know, you can just pull up the podcast and listen to it. But just make the commitment to do this for the month of September for the 5 weeks, five Thursdays in September, and just send an email to her. And her email, and help me, Pastor Price, I think I do have this correct, but it's Helen, H-E-L-E-N, dot Price, the number one, at gmail.com.
Correct.
So that, okay, good. So it's Helen dot Price, the number one, at gmail.com. Praise God. So if you just send her a little email, let her know who you are and that, you know, your name, and let her know that you've made a commitment to go through the boot camp basic training in spiritual warfare, and you will get a certificate, hallelujah, at the end of the boot camp. Amen. Amen. Now, there's so much that I want to do. I am going to open up the lines. If you have questions, comments, prayer requests, praise God. You know, pressure number one key, some have already begun to do that. So pressure number one key, we're going to be opening the lines in just a few moments. And, of course, you know, Pastor Mom will be first as we open up the lines. But before we do that, I want to say that, you know, Pastor Price talked about being soldiers in the army of the Lord. And, you know, whether you're a soldier in the army of the Lord or whether you're just walking around without God being your Lord and Savior, there's going to be attacks from the enemy. And the Bible says how it rains on the just and on the unjust. So it's better. If you are in the army of the Lord, it's better if you have a relationship with the Lord. You know, so many things are going on now, hurricanes, earthquakes, not to mention the COVID. And we just, you know, don't know if people are going to be here today and tomorrow. Today may be the last day. So many things are going on. So we want to make sure that we give you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. Hallelujah. And then I know that we do have people here who've known the Lord for years, and you are saved. You are born again. And we want you to be able to pray with someone because they need to receive Jesus. And you may be the last person that they see. We were talking to someone where their brother was talking to someone at the church, And they were standing outside and talking, and then the brother walked away, crossed the street, and got hit by a car. And that's a true story, and that's recently. So you never know if you're the last person that person is going to see. And God may want to use you, yes, you, to lead them to Jesus. So we're going to say a couple of scriptures that we pray that everyone will get these scriptures into their heart and let the Lord minister these scriptures to you so that at any time you'll be able to bless someone with the word of God. John 3:16, and you can say it with me, says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." And then we have Romans 10:9. Hallelujah. First, God wants us, everyone, to know that he loves us. This is a love relationship we're talking about here. Hallelujah. And then in Romans 10:9, he lets us know exactly how to be saved. And it says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. That's straight up. I think we can all understand that last part, especially you shall be saved. Not maybe, not might. You shall be saved. Amen. And with your mouth. Confessing with your mouth is simply saying a prayer. Saying a prayer. And then believing in your heart is making a choice to believe. To believe the Bible, first of all, and to believe that what is said in the Bible is true. And you make a choice to believe that because none of us was there over 2,000 years ago. Praise God. So you make a choice to believe by the Spirit of the Lord that he is, that Jesus is who he says he is. So we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. Pray it with me. And if this is your first time praying it, you are saved. You'll be saved. You'll be born again. Oh, it's easy to do this. God did all the labor. Amen. God sent his son. Jesus did all the work here. Amen. Dying on the cross for us and all that. So he made it easy for us to receive salvation. So repeat after me, dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Forgive me of all my sin. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. And right now, if you prayed that prayer for the first, commit and commend you to the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank the Lord right now that his holy, precious Holy Spirit is sealing you and preserving you blameless. Hallelujah. And then we pray that you are filled with the precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to walk right. Power to live right. Power to turn away from those things that are not of God, and power to turn to God for everything. Hallelujah. And we give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise for you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And we'd like to invite you to be a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We want to invite you to be any part of the body of Christ that's all over the world. But we want to invite you specifically to be a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You can call every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And the phone number is the same phone number tonight, 516-418-5699. Amen. And we will help you. We're a Bible-believing church. And if you don't come to the East St. Louis Center Church, please, I beseech you, go to a Bible-believing church and learn about your salvation. And just kind of hang out with us at least the rest of this month so that you can learn more. You're going to learn a lot by the end of this month. And we give God all the praise for you. Amen. So now, for those of you who just joined, I see a few of you just joined in. We are in the midst of our boot camp, basic training in spiritual warfare. Pastor Price has started our introduction. She let us know who the commander in chief is, the captain of our salvation, and she talked about our identity. Amen. And she will be here every Thursday, Lord willing, this month, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And now we're opening up the lines. We're going to open up the lines for people to, if you have any questions, comments, or prayer requests. I also want to say so much I need to say. I also want to say this. If the Lord is leading you to bless Pastor Price, hallelujah. If the Lord is leading you, you know, the Lord loves cheerful givers now. If he's leading you to bless Pastor Price, you can do that through Cash App. And her Cash App is Glory to God, $Glory to God, 39. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And two is T-O. Glory to God. And the number's 39. Amen. And you can bless the woman of God. Hallelujah. Okay, let's open up the lines. Let's go to Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine first. Praise God. Anyone else, you can press your number one key. We're going to open up the lines in just a moment for the rest of you as well. Amen. Pastor Mom,
yes.
Welcome.
Thank you. I enjoyed this whole thing. Very good.
Thank you, Lord, for all. She did a good job. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Pastor Price?
Yes.
You have your mute on?
Yes.
Pastor
Price? I did have my mute on. I'm trying to get it off.
Okay. Now, you know, everyone who comes on here prays for Pastor Mom. I know you pray for her all the time.
Yes.
Just say a prayer for Mom.
Praise God. Lord, we thank you and praise you. I thank and praise you this day for our wonderful, beautiful mom, Lord God, for Pastor Mom. We lovingly call her Pastor Mom. And Lord God, we thank you and praise you for this precious woman of God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for continuing, Lord God, to continue to strengthen Mom in every single area of her body. You said, let the weak say that I'm strong. And we decree and declare over Pastor Mom, she's strong in you and in the power of your might. We thank you, Lord God, that we say and decree and declare over Pastor Mom, let there be supernatural, extraordinary, unprecedented strength from the, in Jesus' name, from the top of Pastor Mom's head to the soles of her feet. We thank you now for healing, health, and wholeness, soundness, wellness, recreated miracles, and total recovery to every cell, organ, and system of Pastor Mom's body from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. And we speak the word out over Pastor Mom, Lord God, the sword of the Spirit. We speak out Isaiah 54 and verse 17, and we decree and we declare over Pastor Mom, no weapon, no matter what the weapon is, that is formed against Pastor Mom shall prosper. Every tongue, no matter what the tongue is, that would arise up against her in judgment shall be declared to be in the wrong. We thank you now in Jesus' name, for this is our heritage.
And even now, our righteousness is of you. Thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Mom. Thank you for giving her a peaceful, beloved night's sleep. And thank you for strengthening her in every area. I give you praise and glory and honor. And I love you, Pastor Mom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. So, Pastor Catherine?
Well, praise God. Good evening, everyone. I want to just say to Pastor Helen, I am really enjoying this. I know we can always go back and listen to the archives, but I want to kind of interrupt just for a few minutes here as soon as I finish this here. But I want to just say we know that we have an earthly, as she said tonight, an earthly commander-in-chief. That's our president. We've got to truly know who our chief commander is, and it has already started now that our commander in chief is really kind of telling us some things that we are to do, and we've got to know. And I'm not trying to say tell anybody to be disobedient to the commander in chief to this earthly commander in chief. You got to really, really know who your true commander-in-chief is, because there are some things that's going to go against your identity. Some things going to try. There's going to be some things said through this earthly commander-in-chief that's going to go against your identity. And you got to know who you are. You got to. We've got to stand strong and be firm. Know who we are in this army, in a different army. So I just want to tell you thank you so much. But I do want to ask you. I think I wrote down some of the identities, but I don't think I got them all. And I want to share what I have, if you don't mind. I only have a couple. I'm not going to hold up the line long. It won't take long.
Uh-huh.
Okay, royal priesthood, heirs of Jesus, ambassadors, righteousness, righteous, friend of God, redeemed, sanctified, reconciled, new creation, saved. What did I miss?
Did you have child of God on there first? John 1:12, we're children of God.
Children.
That's the first one we gave. John 1:12, we're a child of God. As many as have received them, to them he's given the right to become children of God.
Okay, children of God, okay.
Uh-huh, yes. Now, Pastor Catherine, yes. I wanted to say and comment on what you just said. Because I didn't get to say this today, but I know that God got it said. I've seen that happen with Apostle, too, before. When there's something that I've left out and God wanted it said, he'd have it said anyway. And the scripture that I had meant to get out was Acts 5, verse 27 through 29. And it said, when they had brought them, they set them before the council and the high priest and asked them, saying, did not we straightly command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. And then Peter said in verse 29, what you said, Peter said, and the apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. So I thank you for what you said. That was a confirmation when you spoke what you spoke tonight. It was because he was saying, we ought to obey God rather than man. There will come a time that we got to make a decision. Are we going to obey God or are we going to obey man? There are some people, Pastor Catherine, that, and I know that there are many who have taken the vaccine. Many have not taken it because God told them not to take it. Now, if they go and take it and God didn't tell them to take it, what is going to be the repercussion of it if he said not to do it? Not that I'm saying it's wrong to take it or right to take it, but the major thing is that I say to anybody, you obey what God tells you to do. So I thank God for I didn't mean to bring up where the vaccine was concerned, but I've seen this warfare that's going on. One man was just weeping and crying, and he was weeping. He said, I went to go over to my family's house, and they would not even let me in because I had not got vaccinated, he said. He said, but the Lord had told him not to do it. So I thank you for that word, Pastor Catherine. That's all I'm going to say. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. And I can send you a listing, by the way. I can just text that to you or inbox it to you, the listing of those that I've listed on the identity of who we are in Christ. And that's one of the things that's going to be on the certificate when we, at the end, the Lord said put on there about the armor of God, the who we are in Christ, the weapons of God, and the armor of God. And those will be listed on that particular certificate at the end. And it's good. I've seen God do that. I can see the vision of how that certificate is going to be set up. So you'll get that. But I'm going to text you the ones we did tonight. And I love you, sis. I'll turn it back over to you, Apostle. I'll go back on mute.
Amen. Okay. Pastor Price, if the ones who let you know that they want the certificate and they're committed to this, will you send them an email of it as well?
I sure will. I sure will. I sure will.
I sure will.
Because I've already seen the vision of the way this is set up. Lord has already, you know, he imparts a vision to you. I've even seen the vision of that certificate with a person's picture on it and basic training and spiritual warfare. And this certificate is presented to them. And then underneath it, there will be three columns. One of the columns will have who we are. Hallelujah. And over the top of that will be who our commander-in-chief is, who is Jesus Christ. Then right there's one column, which will have the identity. The next column will have the weapons of our warfare listed with their scriptures. And the third one will have the one with the armor of God on it. And then at the end, presented by, myself and prayerfully Getting Radio. So I can see the vision of it. So those who do want to have a part of that, and to have it, it's a keepsake, too. To me, it'll be a keepsake, to have where you can see that right at hand, like Pastor Catherine is doing. So those may not get them all. They may not get all that they have on there, but they'll have it,
Amen. Amen. That's a wonderful thing for future reference as well. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Miles, Pastor Catherine. And thank you, Pastor Price. Praise God. Okay, we're opening. Are you saying something, Pastor?
Oh, no, I just said glory to God, and I went back on mute.
Oh, okay. Well, we have two people who have their number one key pressed. I think that's Minister Rachel, and I think it's Minister Amber. So if anybody else, if you have your number one key pressed, please, text me and let me know. And, okay, I see you, Minister Carey, hallelujah. I'm just going to do a quick shout-out. Sister Debbie, we see you. Welcome, Evangelist Shirley and Sister Janza, we see you. Praise God. Minister Kiva from Nashville, good to see you tonight. Amen. Now, I see another number. I don't quite have that in my head right now. But I see you, Reverend Treva. Welcome. Shout out to you. Minister Elaine, a shout out to you. And I think that is Sister Camilla. Amen. Praise the Lord for you. Hallelujah. And there's someone else I know. I kind of know this number. Kind of don't know it. Oh. No, that's not the number. Amen. Hold on a second. Oh, okay. Amen. Minister PJ, praise God. Good to see you. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome. Amen. And earlier we saw Dr. Robin was on the line with us as well. So, and a couple other people. But anyway, I'm going to open a line now for Minister Rachel, my goddaughter from New Jersey. Welcome, Minister Rachel.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Godmom. And hi, Pastor.
Hi.
And all my spiritual aunts and uncles and everyone in their beautiful places that God have you and covered you. I mean, the Lord did a wonderful thing. We had a he protected me and my family. I looked in the back where my back is, and my daughters and them, they said it was some water and stuff, but when the morning came, there was no more in the back where we live at. And I love him for that. I looked to see how much it came up to, and I said, thank you, God, thank you. Because he had me doing something, and I'm glad I obeyed him. And I'm glad that it's good to obey. I'm telling you, it's good to obey our Heavenly Father. Yes, our Commander in Chief, our Lord of Lords, our General of all Generals, he is God. And so when he say a thing, we better listen, because it will save our life. Hallelujah. Because I was like, God, I don't have no vehicle to evacuate or anything like that. It's just me and my kids here. So I'm like, okay, God. And then I begin to pray and do what he told me to do. But I do thank God for Aunt Helen to do this, because it breaks down everything and reminding us of who we are in him and who he is for us, because he is our God. He's our strength, our Heavenly Father, our purposeful living in everything. So we ought to give him thanks and stay focused on him. As we stay focused on him, our weapons will stay on us so we can stand against the wiles of the devil. Hallelujah. Because the enemy tried to throw everything at us, and it felt like a whole bunch of waves was coming. And every time I get that up, you know, like when you get that good thing as you're swimming and stuff, and you finally think you're going to get to land, next thing you know, something else comes, and you got to keep on swimming. I was like, sometimes you feel like you're going to go under, but you get back up. God gets you back up like he's a life jacket. Hallelujah. His word is a life jacket through the enemy's storms, and he helps us, and he anchors us in the storm, because it's been little mini storms happening, and it was big storms, and now, like, the woman of God said that some family members won't even let you in because you didn't get vaccinated. Me and my kids, we are literally isolated from family members because they got vaccinated and we did not. I'm got to obey what Daddy God said. And I just give him praise. And I'm glad I was obedient. So
amen.
I'm just grateful to God. That, yeah.
Amen. I'll say this, and this is what the Lord laid on my heart. It takes faith to get the vaccine, and it takes faith not to get the vaccine. So whatever he's saying, it takes faith to do it. Amen.
Amen.
So we have to have faith in God and stand on whatever he's telling us to do. Praise God.
Amen.
And I'm so glad, you know, the big storm that was in that area from the last part of Ida, you know, hit New Jersey and around that area. And I'm so glad all is well with you all. Praise God.
Yeah. God had my earthly dad to answer the phone. He was calling me, but I didn't know. I thought it was my sister Raven calling me to I'm going to just leave that alone, but using his phone, because she had his phone, so I wouldn't be able to speak to him. But thanks be to God that I was able to talk to him on yesterday, and he was letting me know that some people died in New York and some things happened. He was checking up on us, so I was grateful to God. I said, no, the Lord covered us. Daddy God covered us. Hallelujah. He covered us, and that's the straight up truth. Hallelujah.
Amen. And you all are in Jersey City, and that's close to the water. You're not too far from to Liberty.
Oh, yeah, because we downtown, and that's, like, near the Holland Tunnel and stuff like that. I know it was a lot of water backed up from that part. But
yeah.
I give God praise how he covered us, because only my grill box, I saw how high the water was. I'm like, thank you, God. Thank you. We got to buy some specks of gold. I mean, I've seen I saw some things, like a gold thing and a couple of little things of gold. So I know Daddy God. And I said, Daddy God, you and your heavenly angels are covering us. Hallelujah. I love you for that. Preserve.
Amen. 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 Well, thank you. It's good to hear you. Good to hear that all is well. Amen. Love you. Have a blessed night.
Love you too.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Is this Amber?
Yes. Hello, everyone.
Amen. Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I want to say hello to everyone, and God bless you all. And I just wanted to speak on my mom's message tonight, Pastor Price, my mom. And I'm just so grateful for everything that God is doing through you with this spiritual warfare boot camp, mom. And I'm so grateful that God has the word in and through you for this. And I'm just so excited for all the lives that he's touching through you through this, and so that we can all be soldiers in the Lord and be strong and united. So I'm so grateful for everything God is doing.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
For your comments.
Love you all, and I pray you have a blessed night.
Okay. You
Hallelujah.
Too.
Love you too.
Love you. Amen. Okay, Minister Carrie, praise the Lord. Anyone else? She's the last one that we're opening up her line for. So anyone else, please, press your number one key. Yes, Minister Carrie. Hi, welcome.
I want to say good evening to everyone, Pastor Mom and your Pastor Kizzy and Pastor Price. Thank you for speaking and sharing that and doing the boot camp. I just thank the Lord for that, doing this season for me, for others. I do intend to complete the whole course that you're giving, that you'll be sharing with us. So, that's why I just want to say thank you.
Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Amen. Have a blessed night. Amen. Reverend Shreva. Amen. Anyone else? Press your number one.
God bless you. Hello, and God bless everyone tonight in their respective places, and Pastor Helen and Apostle Kizzy. Great work, great study, and I am going to be here for the whole series, and I want my certificate, so I will be listening. And thank you again. I feel doubly blessed because you've been doing that on Wednesday, and I feel the strength of the Lord. I just thank you guys, and I just thank God for all he's doing in each and every one of our lives. And I just stand in agreement with you guys and praying for everyone across the United States and around the world. God bless you all, and have a great evening.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much.
Amen.
You too.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
And when she says that she's praying for the people of the United States and all around the world, she really is. Praise God. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Minister Elaine, and I'll say it again, anyone else, you can press your number one key. Minister Lane, welcome.
Hey, good evening, and God bless everybody. I just wanted to say thank you, Pastor Price, for sharing such an important topic. It is one that we need refreshing all the time to be reminded of. So I just wanted to say God bless you. God bless you, Apostle, Pastor Mom, and that's it. Love you.
Amen. Love you too.
Love you too.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay. So praise God. Good comments and everything. Wanted to just say again, in case someone came on and didn't hear this, Pastor Price will be giving out a boot camp certificate at the end of our 5 weeks together every Thursday night, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And if you've made a commitment to be a part of this boot camp and to learn
about the basic training in spiritual warfare, Pastor Price will give you a certificate. And all you have to do is just email her at helen.price, helen.price@gmail.com. So helen.price, helen.price@gmail.com. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, you know, a class like this, a boot camp like this would probably cost money someplace else. So it doesn't cost anything here. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. But we still want to give you an opportunity to give to the woman of God as the Lord leads you to give. There's no specific number here. There's none that's too low and there's none that's too high. Just be led by the Lord. And her Cash App is $GloryToGod39. And the two in glory to God is T-O. Amen. Glory to God and the number 39 with the dollar sign in the front. Praise God. Amen. Well, let me just let you know about what's going on Get 'Em Radio and in our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. And then we'll come back to Pastor Price. And she'll give us closing remarks and closing prayer. Praise God. You still have an opportunity to press your number one key. So I'll try to keep an eye on our studio board. So if you press your number one key, by the time I finish, we'll try to open up the line for you. Amen. Hallelujah. So now, okay, this is Thursday. And as I said, Pastor Price, Lord willing, and we praise God, will be with us every Thursday in the month of September for our boot camp, Basic Training in Spiritual Warfare. Amen. And the word is coming out quick. You know, the scriptures are coming out quick. I thought about, you know, that it's kind of like a machine gun. I mean, the word is coming out quick. So you may have to go back, and you probably will have to go back and listen to the podcast, and they are available 24 hours a day. You just Google Get 'Em Radio. You will see our Blog Talk Radio platform, and you'll see Boot Camp and Pastor Price's name on it, and then you can open that up and just listen to it. Praise God. Now, on this Sunday, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church where Mom is the senior pastor. And so this Sunday is the first Sunday of the month. And what we do at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church on the first Sunday is we have communion. So we bring our communion element, bread and juice, or crackers and juice, or bread and water, whatever you have to represent the blood and the body of Christ. Hallelujah. And we have our communion together on Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And then we also have tag team preaching on that day. And really, we give everybody an opportunity to say something. So if you're a preacher, then you can bring a topic, a 5 minutes. Hallelujah. And then for others, if you just want to share, we want you to share, you can read from your devotional. If you have like a Jesus calling devotional or I'm trying to think of the name, the daily bread or the daily word. You know, something that you've read that has blessed you, you can come on and read that. You have 5 minutes and share that with us. That's a blessing. We believe that everybody can bring something from the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have a song and you want us to play that song, you know, let me know by at least by Saturday, Friday, you know, tomorrow or Saturday, what that song is. And, you know, if you send a link from YouTube, that would be perfect. And then we'll get that song and play it, and you can set it up and tell us about it. So there's so many things that you can do, but mainly we want you to share the love of God. We want you to share what God has given to you. Amen. Amen. So that's this Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, and the same phone number, 516-418-5699. Now, on Monday, we have Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasure. And if you've ever heard her before, you know that she is gifted to dig into the Word of God and also to teach us how to dig into the Word of God. So it's a Bible teaching every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. Praise God. Amen. And the Bible teaching, we don't open up the line, so it's not a dialogue. And so she teaches for maybe about 35, 45 minutes, something like that. It's really good. And as you're having your lunch, you can listen. As you're having lunch, as you're walking around, working on your house or doing work, whatever, and you can listen to her at that time. Really good, really good. Then on Tuesday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And that has been it's just been absolutely awesome. God has moved mightily by his Spirit. And what we do is we have four people who volunteer to pray in tongues for 15 minutes at a time. And then after we pray for about an hour, then we have interpretation of tongues. Praise the Lord. Someone said, I think we have a prophecy time because that's what it seems like. It's like the Lord is prophesying. He's talking to us. Amen. During that time, and it is a blessing, an awesome blessing. Now, on this Wednesday, and that is September the 8th, on this Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, we have prophetic healing. Glory to God. So our prophetic healing is on the second Wednesday of every month. We have the healing community praying in the background, and we also have Elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. And God has been healing people. Glory to God. So if you're in need of healing, you know someone else who's in need of healing, please let them know about us and have them to call 516-418-5699. On Wednesday, September the 8th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and you will be blessed. They will be blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And so that's about it. Next Wednesday, the 9th of September, 9-9, my nephew's birthday, 9-9, we'll be back here again on Thursday night. And in the meantime, join us for some of the other Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Praise, amen. Now, I don't see anyone else who has pressed their number one key. So we are going to have our dear Pastor Price give us closing remarks and closing prayer. Pastor Price.
Glory to God. Apostle, again, I thank you so much for being obedient to the Lord to prompt you to ask for me to come and to minister there. And I just thank God that I'm so honored, again, to be on the program. And for everyone that spoke today and said words of encouragement or gave a testimony, I thank God for each one of you today. And again, I thank God for that about the certificate. I'm so sure looking for that. I've got the vision, so that means in the next day or two, I'll start implementing the certificate and putting that on there so that when ones do contact me, we can do that. Also, for those who've already given as far as for the ministry, and even those who may be considered giving, but those who have already given, I just ask God's blessing upon each one of you all. Ask God to meet you at the point of your need, Deuteronomy 1:11, that God would bless you 1,000 times as much. Ephesians 3:20, that he would bless you exceeding abundant, over above whatever you could expect, ask, or even think. And Lord, I know that one of the weapons of our warfare is sowing a seed. So I'm asking that this seed that each one will sow will be a seed that will turn the tide and whatever they needed the most, whether it be healing, wholeness, wellness, soundness, recreated miracles, whether it be the business that they want to go forth in, favor, Lord God, whatever it is for their children, for salvation, for deliverances, that those seeds will come up in the way that they need it, Lord God, the most, with money, but even more importantly, with things that money cannot buy. I also pray, Father God, for the seeds of their time, because time is a seed. For even the seed of their time to take time apart from their busy day, Lord God, to be able to come and fellowship with us here on Get 'Em Radio. I ask your blessings upon the seeds of their time and even the seeds of their encouragement, Lord God. I thank you in Jesus' name. I give you glory in advance. And so now, Lord God, I ask that you would bless every man, woman, boy, and girl who will listen now and those who will listen at another time. I ask that you would bless them in the way that they need it the most with money, but even more importantly, with things money cannot buy, that you would touch and heal for that one that may be going through with pain on the head. I rebuke all pain and discomfort in their bodies from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. I charge and command every weakness, sickness, and disease, infirmity, pain, and discomfort, leave them now. Leave them now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then I decree and declare the word over each one. Let there be healing, wholeness, wellness, soundness. Let there be healing now. Healing in that head. Healing. Hold it up, I see a healing. Let there be healing, wholeness, wellness, soundness, recreating miracles and total recovery. I rebuke in Jesus' name all trouble and all trouble in Jesus' name. I rebuke every spirit of trouble. Hold it out, my dad said. Every trouble, I rebuke it at the root. Charge and command it to cease and desist and desist and be rendered null, void, and inoperable in the name of Jesus. And Father, all of a sudden, I just saw very clearly, you said, God said to tell you, the Lord said to tell you, he sees what's going on. He knows, he cares, and he is working behind the scene right now for you. And you grab hold to that word, whoever that's for. He said, I see, I know, I care. I am working behind the scene. I feel the anointing too. He said, I'm working behind the scene for you right now. He said, don't even worry about it. Don't worry. He said, I told you, cast all your cares upon me because I care for you. He said, I'm the Lord God that healeth you. I'm the Lord God that delivers you. I'm the Lord God that works behind the scene for you. And no weapon, no matter what the weapon is, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that will rise against you in judgment shall be declared to be in the wrong. Father God, we love you. We praise you. We thank you for that word. Thank you for your encouragement, Daddy God, in the name of Jesus. And now with benediction, now unto him in Jude, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We worship you in Jesus' name. Back in your hands, Apostle.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Once again, thank you so much for your investment of time with us and the word that so richly dwells in you that has been poured out today. Thank you, and we look forward to the rest of this month. God bless you. We love you all. Have a blessed night.
Y'all tell the people them, don't.